The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
On my mind, as a little practice, piece of wisdom around practice, is a few weeks ago I went to San Quentin Prison, where I visited a program that was started by Jacques Verdun on, he did actually a number of programs, meditation programs and insight-inspired programs helping some of these men work through some of their deep unresolved issues, some of their deep karmic issues. And it's quite something with the programs he has. And it's quite something to meet some of these people who've been in prison for some of them have been in prison for 40 years, 20 years, 30 years. And I think some of them needed to be in prison. And but after being so long in prison, something began to shift. And they became interested in a different way of living than they had known growing up and what they did. And so they started to go through these programs that Jaco and others offer. And one of the very powerful ideas that they have in there is becoming free while still in prison. And in fact, there was a man who was just released from, I think, in Mississippi. I think he had 43 years in solitary confinement. And the judge released him, and he immediately kind of, from solitary confinement, just left prison because he was immediately released. And and that's what he said. He said it took him a long time, but he started, you know, spending so much time alone, he started looking at his mind and look what he was doing. And at some point, he discovered that he could be free while in solitary confinement. So no longer defined by the prison, no longer defined by the guards, no longer defined by the circumstance he's in. But something about not being, his inner sense of freedom, his mind and heart's freedom, was not dependent, clearly not dependent on the circumstances in which he was in. Awful circumstances. And I think it's a wonderful challenge to us, you know. And I think some people are free from a point of view of not being in prison, but are trapped, imprisoned by their own minds, imprisoned by their own preoccupation, concerns, the ways we define ourselves, the way we understand our relationship to the world around us. And what does it mean to be free in every circumstance? What does it mean to find freedom that is not defined by the circumstances you're in? And I think that's one of the things that we're trying to discover by doing this very simple practice of mindfulness, just showing up, being present for this moment, this moment. It's a discovery, it's a process, it's a path to discover what does it mean to be free now, so that no matter where we go, we're not defined by the circumstances, we're defined by the freedom of our own heart and our own mind. So I offer that to you as something to maybe, I don't know if reflect on is the right word, but to consider as you do your practice this morning, that every step, every breath, every moment of mindfulness, what would it mean not to be defined by the circumstance you're in, by the circumstance even internally with you, what's going on inside of you? Where is freedom found for you? Thank you.